Turn off your lights. Make sure your doors and windows are locked. Things are about to get spooky.
My black cat always runs around the house at night, and all I can usually make out is his yellow eyes. My heart sunk when I was carrying him around the kitchen, and the same yellow eyes were glaring at me from around the corner. In the fireplace, beneath the stockings we hung from the mantel, there was a rustling followed by an enormous bellowing thud. Our family's joy and excitement to see Santa Claus turned to horror as the cloud of ash cleared and revealed instead our neighbor's pale, crumpled corpse.
"Are you sure the sheep wandered here?" I asked my brother as I examined the empty field.
"Yeah,"
calmly replied Kane.
"Just keep looking."
When I found I was the last survivor in at least an entire city, I thought the silence was the most terrifying thing I ever heard. However, when the silence was broken by my glasses crunching underfoot, I had to reconsider my prediction.
Daddy told me it was dangerous to go out since I was too young to defend myself against the zombies. He never said the zombies had blue suits and looked like humans.
I violated company protocol and Googled my client's name. When I saw his victim's photographs, I decided to dye my hair black.
"What's it like being trapped in a wall?" "I keep asking her what it's like, but all she does is scream."
The kids ran up to the Christmas tree in awe on how there were so many presents. "I swear I only bought 4. My body felt heavier with every step I took through the snow, and as I contemplated turning back, a childish voice whispered in my ear,
"Remember, you promised."
The weight on my back grew exponentially as my legs buckled from exhaustion, and the last thing I heard was a child's enraged voice screaming,
"You promised you would lay me to rest!"
"Stop that!" I yelled, simultaneously laughing and horrified at my best friend, pretending to drop a large rock over the overpass rail. Next thing I know, time is standing still and we are helpless to do anything but watch it crash through the windshield of an oncoming minivan. Yesterday, history was made when we detected a radio signal from an intelligent species in a distant galaxy. This morning, a decoded and translated signal from 100 million light years closer appeared on a computer monitor that said, "We're coming." At 55, I said, "You have a deal," to the devil who offered me a long life and a good health in exchange for my firstborn child, because my son Johnny was a disgrace. 2 hours later, I was sobbing as I stared into the lifeless eyes of my 35-year-old wife on the bathroom floor of our home while the devil played Sweet Home Alabama on his golden fiddle. I had warned him, so when my son wet the bed again, I actually felt quite relieved. Coal is a lot cheaper than all the presents that little idiot wanted. I've always been a bit dreamy as a kid, so my parents taught me how to reality check and therefore always know whether I'm awake or dreaming. But as I weep, my teeth chattering with terror as I stare up at the looming monster approaching me, I keep counting my fingers, and I still have the correct amount. Their surgeon said the operation was a complete success. We saved as much of your leg as possible. It might be the anesthetic still in my system, but I'm pretty sure I came in here for a broken arm.
Mama said we were digging for treasure, but all I found so far is dirt and clay. The soldiers are making the whole village dig the same hole, so whatever it is must be huge.
Honey, I'm still at the office. I've got a lot of work, so I'll see you tomorrow. Love you. Said the man that had been following me for at least 30 minutes tonight, so I prepared myself to run.
My wife grabbed my arm tightly and said, "Whatever you hear on the other side of that door, do not open it." The voice coming from the other side sounded exactly like my wife yelling, "Honey, it's not really me in there. Get out now."
My mother decided to punish me by washing my mouth out with soap after she caught me using foul language. My blood-curling scream was muffled by the funnel as she poured the boiling hot soapy water down my throat. I showed my new girlfriend my collection of vintage milk cartons, the final edition boasting her school picture. I've spent weeks explaining to her that it's safer than keeping trophies, but all she does is scream and cry instead of being flattered.
"Mommy, look, the little girl in the photo on the milk carton has your name. Why?"
Upon hearing that question, my husband gave me a cold stare from across the room. As I put away my clean fluid and wire brushes and prepared to hike back to my campsite, I congratulated myself on saving the National Park Rangers the trouble of erasing all this graffiti vandalism. Although why vandals would hike so far up into these cliffs and scrawl drawings of stick people and prehistoric animals all over the rock face, I'll never know. My father handed me a gun and told me I knew what I had to do. I shot him the minute he turned around because I knew that I would need something to eat once I became a zombie.
"We have to wait till Christmas Eve to put baby Jesus in the manger, sweetheart," I remind my daughter as she played with the doll at the kitchen table, sipping my coffee and feeling thankful that both of my kids had finally slept through the night.
"Oh, I thought it looked too empty, so I put baby brother in there last night,"
she replied abruptly as the snow continued to fall on the nativity scene outside in our front yard. I hoped my wife remembered to feed my dog, given I had to work late tonight. Coming home to the mangled remnants of her body, I realized the dog had taken matters into its own paws. Mother always swore she would never have another child when I was born so sickly. It wasn't until she had my healthy baby brother that I saw her smile for the first time as she kissed my forehead and said, "Now we can fix you, my sweet boy." "What is that thing hanging down at the back of his mouth?" "I don't know, nurse, but if you very carefully move it out of the way, you can see what's left of the patient's uvula." Tears streamed down my face, and listened to my parents ranting about how I failed to take care of my mentally challenged little brother. They just wouldn't listen when I tried to explain that I didn't know he'd be able to follow me back from the woods like that. We found a body by the side of the road, a genetic match to an identical body we found yesterday. And then we discovered 26 more bodies, all genetically identical, with the same unusual scars above the nose. People declared it a Christmas miracle when the festive colored liquid coming out of our taps tasted like candy canes, gingerbread, and joy. Investigating the incident, authorities found floating in the town's water supply the headless corpse of an unidentified male dressed in a Santa suit whose bloated body quivered like a bowl full of jelly. Mr. Smith, the biology teacher, found virtual teaching very tough to get to know his students.
How else would he know which student would be the perfect to add to his collection of skeletons to teach anatomy with? My little sister found a tiny kitten near a nuclear power plant earlier, and being the animal lover she is, she brought it home. As my drunk dad storms into my room preparing to beat her for bringing the cat into the house, he realizes the cat is gone, but outside there is a beautiful, colossal, cat-like being prepared to melt off his flesh for trying to hurt its new owner.
Shall we watch our wedding video again, darling? I'd rather not. You know how much it pains me to remember the cameraman survived the blast.
I have been a Catholic all my life and followed all the rules to the letter. Why won't you let me through the gates?
In the eyes of the Lord, you're only a filthy heathen who did a lot of trespassing in churches because your baptism wasn't done properly.
I was confused this morning when I saw "you all no longer deserve them" spelled out by clouds in the sky. But the frantic calls of pet owners, absence of buzzing insects, and the distinct lack of bird songs outside quickly cued me in on what that meant. Despite having been asked 100 times, I'd always insist my fox scarf was faux fur. As I emerged from the teleporter as a half-human, half-fox freak, I cursed myself for not telling the truth.
"Pick a number between 1 and 9, my captor smiled.
The last time we played this game, I chose 7 and he cut off my left index finger. After 10 years in captivity, I had finally escaped from my kidnapper's basement. I know it's been a while, but there's only meant to be a single son, right? The scientist clocked in for the day and was met with a disappointing revelation. The specimen was dead. It was only after the locks were disabled for the retrieval of the body when they realized it was just a molten exoskeleton. I saw my boyfriend looking up wedding bands, so when he was cooking, I told him, "I know what you did." The next thing I knew, I was tied up in the attic and he whispered to me,
"You should have never looked in the basement."
We sat in our car at a hill overlooking the city like we were teenagers again, and she gave me the saddest smile as she squeezed my hand. She watched as the bombs went off and all of our friends and family, everything important in our lives, incinerated in a nuclear glow, and she turned to me then as a shockwave roared towards us.
"I love you.
You'll get all the money you want if you survive living in the last video game you played for a year." I realized too late that my body still required sustenance, and there was nothing to eat or drink in here. I once read somewhere that if you kill someone, bury them 3 feet beneath a dead animal so the police dogs can't find them. "You've been with me for many years now. I'm sorry, Max, but I don't intend to get caught." With tears in my eyes, I finally admitted to my therapist that I wanted my mom to die. "We're doing amazing progress," he said as he moved the gun from my dad's head to hers. The baby monitor crackled as the newborn finally stopped crying. "Let the firefighters do their job. There's nothing you can do," the officer said. I asked my captive if he knew that dolphins behead smaller fish and then pleasure themselves with the decapitated head of their victims. He then became very quiet and refrained from making any more jokes about what a stupid name the dolphin was for a gangster. I can't anymore, I'm done. The boy sobbed, leaning heavily against the shovel.
Ah, well, the wolves won't complain, the soldier said, raising his gun.
I know you brought it for me, but I can't use someone else's locked phone, I said to my cat after taking the phone from her mouth. The next day, I found my cat on my table waiting for me with several severed fingers in her mouth. I peacefully drifted off to sleep, gingerly cradling my boyfriend's arm. It was the only part of his body I could steal from the scene of the accident, but it was enough to make me feel as if he was laying next to me. I had to lie to my doctor because my mom would totally kill me if she found out I got my belly button pierced. It was a close one, though. I think she almost saw it as I was climbing into the MRI. The first generation of genetically designed babies just hit puberty. We should have thought about the mating habits of the donor genes before the horror began. After running out of rations, I was dismayed to see that the wolves had eviscerated the polar bear and left almost nothing edible. Fortunately, they didn't seem to have touched the liver at all. As my colorblind wife entered the house, she scolded me to clean the orange juice spill on the floor. I smiled and began cleaning her stalker's blood off the floor. I tried to force my way off the plane, as it was now 5 hours late, but was tackled to the ground by the air marshal and then heavily sedated to keep me docile. I could feel my body begin to change while gazing out the window at the full moon, and felt no sympathy knowing that I was about to rip apart everyone else on board. I couldn't believe my eyes as the benevolent god I had spent my life worshiping appeared before me. Imagine my surprise when I discovered he lied about everything, and he was the reason thousands of innocent children were being murdered. My heart sank when I read the text, "They are coming," followed by my info. I quickly awoke my captor lying next to me, letting him know we'd have to prepare for our final stand against the police. Tonight at dinner, while I kept sobbing, Dad kept saying, "You're not allowed to get up without eating your vegetables." Is it really my fault that our second child also has brain damage from birth? My heart sank when I saw there was no vitamin supplements in my father's food delivery. Once you've been deemed a burden in the colony, valuable perishables are no longer given, and soon you must take the jump. The Ifrit cackled, vowing to kill all those who cared for me before the sun rose again. I awoke to find my wife and kids eating breakfast downstairs, but my dog had stopped breathing. Before I died, I felt comforted by the fact that there is no sadness in heaven. But now, as I learned that my loved ones were damned, no matter how hard I try, all I can do is smile. I'll be late because they had to remove an old man who was behaving inappropriate with one of the air hostesses. I typed in my messenger app as we flew over the ocean. I can't believe that asshole bit her. I typed right before I heard some kind of commotion in the back of the plane. Kill one child of your choice or both will die, I say to the mother as I have every other victim, awaiting the delight her despair will bring me. My blood went cold as she shot the daughter without a second thought. My husband shook me awake and told me that he managed to get me the perfect birthday present. I gazed down in horror at the stitches on my stomach while listening to the muffled cries emanating from within, as my husband proudly announced he had finally managed to put a baby inside me. Well, our time together has come to an end. I hope you enjoyed all these two-sentence horrors from January. Please remember to like, subscribe, share, and comment, and if you like more longer-form videos, check out 242 Reads. Take care, guys, and remember, sleep tight, and don't let 42 bite.